Thank you. You may be seated as we would come to these moments of coming to the table, a time that we will be able to remember the one who has given his body and his blood so that our work would cease, so that we would enter into that ultimate promised land of rest, our sin debt paid for. Not having to work to earn it or deserve it, but to receive by faith that glorious gift of salvation. So I invite those who are going to serve, if you would come. This is a time where those who have heard the voice of God and have received Christ as Savior and Lord, there's been a today for him, for them. They've received. If you've received Christ as Savior, come eat. receive from Jesus this morning. If there are things in your life that you're still working through, maybe there's some sin that you're still processing, just intentionally kind of living in some stuff, just let it go. And maybe now is the time to find some freedom from that in him. If there's relationships that aren't right with another brother or sister, just allow those things to pass if you're not able to take in good conscience this morning. But as we come to declare the one who has given his body and his blood for us. So as you receive the elements, take them, spend some time in worship and in prayer with the Lord, and then we will eat together. On the night that Jesus was betrayed, he took bread and he gave it to his disciples. May the Lord bless you as you serve. As we eat together, let us exalt the name of Jesus. the one who gave his body for us. Let us eat. And after supper, Jesus took the cup and he gave it to his disciples. Lord, bless you. Our rest is found in Jesus, the one who gave his blood for us, so that we might have Sabbath rest, experience here in him, and one day, when all is made right, and King Jesus returns, the fullness of that rest will be ours forever and ever. That's good news. Amen. Amen? It's good news. And so we drink, exalting him who gave us this new covenant through his blood. Let us drink together. And as Jamal and Leah played for us, could we stand together one more time and join them in singing that chorus, "I exalt thee, O Lord." Can we sing, "We exalt thee" together?
We exalt thee. We exalt thee. We exalt thee. Oh, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus, you are worthy of all exaltation, all honor, all glory, all riches, all power, all praise to you and to you alone. Is it deserved? We thank you for the rest that you give us. As you live your life in us, as your word penetrates deep into our soul, as your spirit comes deeply within us, how we rest and how we become like you. Fill us afresh this day with your presence by your spirit, O Jesus. Speak to us clearly this summer that we might find the rest, body, soul, and spirit that we long for. It is in you. We find it in you, and we come. And so as you seek his presence, may the Lord bless you. And may the Lord keep you. And may the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance and shine his beautiful face upon you. And may he give you in increasing measure his perfect, perfect peace. The Lord bless you this day and in the summer to come. Amen.